días. Good morning. Bon dia. Buongiorno. Calimeras. Welcome, welcome everyone. Bienvenides. Today is a very, very special Sunday worship for you here in the sanctuary, for you at home. You have no idea what it means in the life of a minister to welcome new members, and the fact that our own Nicole Duff, our membership director, is preaching this morning. It just makes my heart filled with joy and gratitude and all the possibilities for our beloved community to keep on growing, to keep on thriving. So let us open our hearts to welcome everyone here.
Thank you. Good morning. I am Nicole Duff. I am your Director of Membership Development. I want to start this morning with a reading by Morgan Harper Nichols. Let me hold the door for you. I may have never walked in your shoes, but I can see your souls are worn. Your strength is torn under the weight of a story I have never lived before. Let me hold the door for you. After all you've walked through, it's the least I can do. Now, I'm going to ask you to look around and look at the new faces to you. They may not be new to Eshore. They may just be new to you or to ones you haven't seen in a while. Take this time to say hello. And for those on Zoom, I encourage you to introduce yourself in chat. A few days ago, Pete Townsend's Let My Love Open the Door came on the radio. I've heard this song many times before. After all, my husband is a big fan of Pete and The Who. But for some reason, this time, I heard it differently. Yes, it's a love song, but this time, I heard it as a song about a relationship with community. We have love. It's in our mission statement that we practice love. But what does that really look like? What does it mean to practice love inside our own community? You see, when I think of being part of a community, it is being in relationship, not too dissimilar from a marriage. I'm here with you, for better or worse, to comfort you when you are sick, to celebrate when you are in good health, to be there for all the joys and sorrows of life. And I expect the same from each of you. Let me share some of the lyrics. When everything feels all over, when everybody seems unkind, I'll give you a four-leaf clover, take all the worry out of your mind. Let my love open the door to your heart. I've been at Eshore for 8 years now, and you have been there for me through the loss of a parent, grandparent, and friend. Moving to a new state where I had no family or support system, and giving me support and love when my husband had some medical issues that kept my mind elsewhere. You all helped me get through those tough times. Maybe not always in the way I needed, but thought was there. Love was there. This community has also been there for some of the best times. When I got married, when my mom comes to visit, when I was honored to become the president of the UU Association of Membership Professionals, we all celebrated together. Those were joys I was excited to share with all of you. Your love made me want to come here and share in those together. I often start my usher greeter training with an exercise. Close your eyes and think back to the time when you first started going to church as an adult. It may have been this week. It could have been decades ago. But something made you get up early, forego brunch, a summer hike, or early football game, and go to church. Maybe it was Eshore, maybe not. But take a moment to remember back. Remember why you chose to do that. Was something happening in your life? Were you searching for a community to support you, to love you, to open their doors with love and welcome you in? The song continues. Release yourself from misery. There's only one thing gonna set you free. That's my love. Maybe it wasn't misery, But for most, it was a longing to be seen, to have support, for love. Now think about what brought you here, either in person or on Zoom today. Was it just because you love the coffee here so much? Because your week isn't complete without a hug from me? And if that's the case, I'm always up for hugs. But probably not. At the core of it, those same reasons are still there. To be seen, to have support, for love. So how are we using love to open our doors? Are we? When we show up, do we just look for familiar faces to connect with? Or are we treating everyone like they are part of this relationship? That we want to be there for them through all life has to offer. I believe the potential is there, but it takes practice. Lots and lots of practice. Anyone who has been in a relationship knows that as time goes on, you both grow and change and adapt to new information, new situations, new additions to your family. You don't only talk about the good old days, but you talk about the future. You share your joys and challenges. You love them as they are and as the person they will become. With some changes, you welcome them. I cannot be the only person here who gets a little too excited when my spouse surprises me by cleaning a room while I'm at work. Relationships take work, time, energy, and a commitment to keep working together. I've heard so many stories of why people come to East Shore, what they are looking for. I know we can be that for people. I know there's enough love here that we could fill this sanctuary, the Zoom room, and still want to open our doors for more. But that's a commitment we have to make every single week. A commitment to opening those doors and welcoming all who come through it with love. But that isn't always the experience everyone has. Some may resonate more with lyrics. When people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love, when everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. When we aren't welcoming, when we fall short of our full potential, people leave. They don't come back week after week just for fun. Eventually, they will look elsewhere for the love they are looking for. When we forget that we are in a relationship with one another and let little obstacles, or sometimes big obstacles, divide us instead of bringing us together, we have stopped opening the doors with love and begin opening them with fear of change, resentment, and a scarcity mentality. My hope is that every Sunday and Monday through Saturday, both in person and virtually, each of you will enter East Shore knowing that your love is what opens those doors and welcomes in new relationships. I hope we treat every person as if they are, for lack of a better word, a new soulmate in life. As Pete says, when tragedy befalls you, don't let it drag you down. Love can cure your problems. You're so lucky I'm around. And aren't we so lucky that this community is around? Yeah. I know I am. And I know the new members that we are welcoming into our community today feel that way too. We have the potential to be the loving, welcoming community so many people need. So let's practice and continue working on opening the doors with our whole hearts. Because if we do, the possibilities of what we can do are endless. Let it be so. Okay.